Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everyone. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really am. You may not believe it, but I really am. And so here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty simple. I think all you goobers can probably comprehend this pretty well. If you want to send me a text message about anything that I've said or not said, or questions, comments, whatever it is, just text the word Mike to this number, 57739, 57739. And I just ask that you start the body of your text message with the word Mike, because, well, we're trying to fix that so you don't have to do that in the future, but right now you still do. So just text the word Mike to 57739. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. That's theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And there you'll find all the social media links where you want to follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. All of those are right there. So that's at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Pretty easy. I mean, I think even you goobers can figure it out. So, you know, try your hardest, but I really would appreciate it if you would do that. So in the last segment, we were talking about Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci was having this little debate with Bret Baier over at Fox News about whether or not he had a conflict of interest, because the NIH had indeed funded the Wuhan Virology Lab vis-a-vis the EcoHealth. Trying to think of what it was. The EcoHealth Alliance. And the conversation was going like this.
You've said that you didn't believe that it came from a lab leak in Wuhan. Do you refute the accuracy of any of these emails that came out from the Oversight Committee showing top virologists warning you that the virus pointed to gain-of-function research and a lab leak?
Right. Yeah. But what we did, we called a group of highly rated and competent virologists to actually look at that feasibility. They looked at the virus and they said, you know, we really got to look at this more closely. And I invite you to look and ask any one of those virologists who were there. And when they finally looked at it carefully, they said, you know, upon re-looking at this carefully now, we think it's more likely that it was a natural evolution.
And you still believe that? There are more and more organizations that point right to a lab leak.
No, that's not so, Brett.
No, I mean, there are more people saying it.
It's not so at all.
Both here and around the
Brett.
It's all but virtually been confirmed that the novel coronavirus, the original Omicron version, was indeed leaked. Now, I don't make any claim. I don't think anybody else does either, about whether it was leaked intentionally or unintentionally, and considering how sloppy the communist Chinese are about their lab, it wouldn't surprise me that it was truly an accidental leak. But a leak nonetheless. And when Fauci is confronted with the fact that more and more virologists and epidemiologists are coming forward and having had almost 2 years now to study all these spike proteins and how they're mutating and everything else, that it was genetically engineered, and it did not just evolve in nature.
Said, you know, upon re-looking at this carefully now, We think it's more likely that it was a natural evolution.
And you still believe that? There are more and more organizations that point right to a lab leak.
No, no, that's not so, Brett.
No, I mean, there are more people saying it.
It's not so at all.
Both here and around the world.
Brett, more people saying it doesn't mean there's more evidence of it. Now, we always must, and I'll be very official about this, you keep an open mind to any possibility. And I have been of that bent from the very beginning. But if you ask me and a lot of qualified virologists, looking at the evolution of this and the epidemiological circumstances, you talk to people that have nothing to do with us here. We look at Australian investigators, people from the UK, people from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They say we have an open mind, but it looks very, very much like this was a natural occurrence.
I mean, Dr. Fauci, just to be honest,
when
you read those emails, it does not sound like you have an open mind. When you read the email from Kirsten Anderson, who says the unusual features of the virus make up a real small part of the genome, and one has to look really closely at the sequences to see that some features look engineered, and you say this is a shiny object and it'll go away, it does not sound like you're open-minded to it.
Brett, I know you're a good person. I know you a long time. If you take a group of emails when people are considering and thinking out loud and you stop there and don't look at the weeks of careful examination by those same people that wrote the emails and then say, you know, now that we've looked at it in the published peer review literature, they explain very clearly why they think it's a natural occurrence. The same people who you stopped at this point.
I understand. But they're the same people that are getting funded by you, getting money from you, and they published a piece called The Proximal Origin of SARS in the Natural Medicine.
Right.
Did you help edit that piece?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But
this is where it's going. And you know that there's a Senator Paul and others are calling for you to testify.
Oh, yeah.
And will you?
But let me tell you, that'll be fine. Because what you need to do, Brett, I know you're better than this. You go to the...
I know you're better than this. He's citing the emails. Now, why is this important to us today? Because the same guy... Now, if you look at the Drudge Report or you look at any other headlines in the news, now we got monkeypox coming around. Monkeypox is going to be the next big thing, right? And Fauci's going to be in charge of that. The same people that were telling us to lock down, that told us we had to shut down the economy, the same people that told us that we had to be very fearful of all this stuff, are now coming out, and they're actually saying just the opposite. Think about President Biden. Now, I wish him the best. Because, quite frankly, I worry about him ending up with perhaps long COVID. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Well, I'm a juris doctor, but not a medical doctor. But I actually worry about him ending up with long COVID or him getting progressively sicker, not necessarily sick with COVID, but COVID itself causing all of his other ailments to progress more rapidly. So if President Biden is currently suffering from, you know, early on stage dementia or early on stage Alzheimer's or whatever it might be, we've been through this play before. You go back to Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson ends up having a stroke. Woodrow Wilson cannot carry on the function of the presidency. And what do? They hide him in the East Wing. And Edith Roosevelt starts running the country. Now, I'm not saying that they can get by with that today, but I am saying that when we watch it's easy to make fun and laugh about the gaffes that Joe Biden does, but we're not watching gaffes anymore. We're watching someone who truly stumbles and struggles and really has a hard time reading from the teleprompter. We have admissions from people who have been working in the West Wing that they control his every move because they're fearful of him getting in front of the press and saying something that, I don't know, is going to start World War III or something. So here you have a president who once told us that it was unpatriotic if we didn't get vaccinated, and also told us that if you got vaccinated, you would not get sick. And here's a president who is now double or triple vaxxed. I don't know how many actual vaccines he has. And who has gotten, I don't know, like 2,467 booster shots. And still comes down with COVID. Now again, I always have to throw this caveat out. I'm not anti-vaccine. I've got two Moderna shots in me. No, I'm just kidding. I've got two Moderna shots in me. Don't have any boosters. And I don't plan on getting any boosters. My doctors have told me not to get the booster shot, so I'm not going to do it. But here you have a guy, the most ostensibly the most powerful man on earth, who's done everything. Wore masks indoors. Wore a mask outside when it was 100 degrees. Did everything, all the protocols that everybody kept telling us we had to follow. And here is the guy with the bully pulpit preaching us to us about this stuff, and he ends up with COVID. So guess what happens next? I find this absolutely astonishing. Remember Dr. Birx, Dr. Scarves, as I used to call her? She was the guy during the Trump administration. She was on the White House Coronavirus Task Force along with Tony Fauci. And Tony Fauci and Dr. Birx would always come out and they would read us the Riot Act. Got to stay home. Got to put a mask on. Got to stay 6 feet apart. Where'd the 6 feet come from? They just pulled that number out of her butt. What's she saying today? You know, she kind of disappeared. And now, all of a sudden, now that Biden has COVID, is fully vaccinated, Dr. Birx goes on Neil Cavuto on Fox Business and says this.
I want to get your take on a lot of people looking at the president now having this and all these people who have been fully vaccinated and boosted and all of that, and they're getting it. The 20% or so of Americans who've not been vaccinated might look at that doctor and say, well, why bother? Why bother? What do you tell them?
Well, if you're across the South and you're in the middle of this wave, what's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. But once we get through this wave, during that law, you should get vaccinated and boosted because we do believe it will protect you, particularly if you're over 70. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated.
Did you catch that? I knew these vaccines weren't going to be effective against infection. And the vaccines were really aimed at people over the age of 70. And the vaccines might keep you from getting a severe case of the original novel coronavirus. But they weren't going to be effective. One more time before we take a break. Listen to her closely.
I want to get your take on a lot of people looking at the president now having this and all these people who have been fully vaccinated and boosted and all that, and they're getting it. The 20% or so of Americans who've not been vaccinated might look at that doctor and say, well, why bother? Why bother? What do you tell them?
Well, if you're across the South and you're in the middle of this wave, what's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. But once we get through this wave, during that law, you should get vaccinated and boosted because we do believe it will protect you, particularly if you're over 70. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated.
50% of the people who died were older, and she goes on to say, and had comorbidities. They had cancer. They had diabetes. They had Alzheimer's. They had some other illness, some other ailment that made the novel coronavirus make those diseases worse. So is that what is happening with Biden? Only time will tell. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
What you don't know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to three with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's Ownery.com. Ownly.com.
People, my owner,
Wolf & Shepherd is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes, inventing the crossover. Wolf & Shepherd's crossover is a business meets athletic shoe that's game for anything. Rob Gronkowski joined the Wolf Pack while winning his fourth Super Bowl. Join the pack. Visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf & Shepherd, spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, it is the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really appreciate you joining our little group of goobers here on the weekend. Sincerely do. So last year, here in Denver, by the way, I'm broadcasting from our flagship Freedom 93.7 here in Denver, Colorado. I didn't go to the All-Star game last year. I've been to a couple All-Star game, baseball games in my life, but I didn't go last year. It was held in Denver. Well, Major League Baseball showcased its very best talent in an All-Star game again this past week on Tuesday. And the viewing public said, "Nah, we're not really interested. I don't think we'll watch." Television ratings for a fast-declining woke league were at rock bottom in the history of All-Star game viewing. Now, before I get into the meat of this story, before I get to first base on this story, or maybe a grand slam, I don't know, I do believe that a lot of these big events are succumbing to a society, and I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with this, but we're succumbing to a society where we're all distracted by all different things. That's why I always make it a point to say to all of you listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown that I sincerely, and I mean it sincerely, I honestly, sincerely, how can I say it even more, you know, redundantly, that I really do appreciate you listening in on the program. Because I know you have other choices. Hell's bells, it's the weekend. You have other things. Well, no, really, you losers don't have anything better to do. You should be listening to this. You should be listening to it for the educational value, for the humor, for the smartassness. That's why you should be listening. And I know that's why you do listen. But all joking aside, I know that every medium, radio, television, even the internet, we are all confronted, and I chose the word confronted on purpose. We're all confronted with so many choices that we have to pick and choose. I didn't watch the All-Star game on Tuesday because Tuesday night I was having dinner with a friend, had something better to do than watch the game, so I didn't watch the game. So Fox Sports, which broadcast the All-Star game, drew just 7.5 million viewers. In Nielsen terms, it drew a 4.2 share. The Sports Business Journal documented this being the poorest, the absolute poorest television showing ever for the All-Star game. It was a 10% ratings drop compared to last year's game, which was just dogged with controversy. Do you remember last year's game? Last year's game was going to be held in Hotlanta. It was going to be held in Atlanta. But for purely political reasons, because the Georgia legislature had enacted new laws that were designed to protect election integrity, the new laws that were adopted by the Georgia legislature were actually less restrictive than Joe Biden's home state of Delaware. So they moved the All-Star game to Denver. And what did? They hurt a lot of small black businesses. So, Major League Baseball, when you go woke, you go broke. Pure and simple. That's just how it works. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. Text that word, Mike, to 57739, and I'll be right back.
Now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award-winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr. July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreftheater.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
We're FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm reading through some of the text messages. They're pretty darn good. Mike, I didn't hear one advertisement for the All-Star game. I didn't either. I truthfully didn't. The only reason I knew the All-Star game was going on was because the Colorado Rockies weren't playing. That was it. And because we carry the Colorado Rockies here in our cluster in Denver, the schedule kind of changes because there are no games that week. So that was the only reason I knew that the All-Star game was going. I didn't see any commercials for it. I didn't see anything on TV about it. I didn't even hear anything on radio about it. I'm not even sure that our sports programs talked much about it. But it's neither here nor there. It proves my point that there are so many choices that we have in terms of entertainment and information and everything else that we really have to be, as I tell my local listeners, really good discerning consumers of news, that we understand that maybe what we're hearing is not both sides of the story. Shocker, right? I know it's a shocker to you. I filled up with gas, as I often do, coming into the studio on Saturdays. And for regular unleaded today, to put in my Jeep Grand Cherokee, it was $4.85 a gallon. I was pretty excited about that. Now, I understand that north of Denver, you can get it below $4 a gallon, but it's not really worth my time to drive that far to save, what, maybe 86 cents a gallon? So I'm not going to do it. But under Democrat control, gas prices, unsurprisingly, remain in the stratosphere. But I want you to look at the bright side. There's a bright side to high gas prices. You just don't realize it. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg believes that this benefits rich white liberals who can afford to virtue signal by driving electric, instead of limousine liberals, these white limousine liberals, we need white limousine Teslas for these white limousine liberals. This is the arrogance that led to the French Revolution, which was, shall we say, a little bloody. It wasn't exactly great.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
Did you get that? The more pain, this is the Secretary of Transportation. This is the guy who's responsible for making sure that the that the airlines do what they're supposed to do to make sure that our transportation systems work as they're supposed to do. And here he's telling a member of Congress that,
of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
The more benefit, the higher the price of gas, the more benefit there is for those of you goobers who can access electric vehicles. Ha! Isn't that funny? Isn't that fantastic? Yes. So when you fill up your, in fact, I want you to go fill your vehicle. I want you to go fill your car up when the program ends. And as you're filling your car and you're cursing and you're mad and you're thinking, I'm not going to be able to buy as many groceries this week, or I'm going to have to take the rug rat out of daycare for a day or two, or I can't do X, Y, Z, whatever it is, I want you to think, hey, I should be happy. Michael Brown said I should be happy because Pete Buttigieg says that the more pain that I suffer at the pump, then the more benefit there is for the rich people that can afford an electric vehicle. Yes, you're doing your part for the rich white liberals. Isn't that fantastic? You see, I try to be optimistic. I try to make you change your way of thinking, because many of you I know are just PO'd. You're just irritated. You're just mad. The first thing you do is you start pumping the gas and you see it just going ka-ching, 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 and you're thinking, there's no need to do that. Just get in a Zen moment. fill your car up, and then the next time you're driving down the highway and you see someone driving a Tesla, or I don't know, one of the new electric BMWs, or a new electric Ford, or a new, what's the other car company that's competing, the luxury brand that's competing with Tesla? I can't think of what the name of that brand is. But when you see them on the highway, don't give them the middle finger. Don't honk at them. Don't get aggressive. Don't tailgate them. Think about how good you were because you helped them drive that electric vehicle. You know, as Marie Antoinette said, no, she didn't say let them eat cake. She said, let them drive pricey Teslas. They're subsidized, aren't they? See, that's the other great thing about... Now, I'm not opposed to electric vehicles. I am opposed to me and you subsidizing the white liberals that buy the Teslas that make them feel good about themselves. I say you shouldn't be using tax dollars to buy that Tesla. In fact, if you're thinking about buying a Tesla, if you're thinking about buying any electric vehicle, and you walk into the dealership, and the sales guy says to you, you know, the great thing about this car, it's going to cost you $150,000, but you can get a subsidy. The federal government, you stop them right there and say, wait a minute, I'm the federal government. You're the federal government. We're all of us that are paying taxes, we're all the federal government. So I don't want that subsidy. I want to pay full price. I'm only laughing because I know none of you are going to do that. Nobody's going to do it. Everybody, you're going to use your own tax money to subsidize the car, and all the people driving down the highway, all the goobers out there that you don't like, all the goobers that you think are beneath you, they're helping you pay for your electric vehicle. So I think you ought to stop on the highway, stop on the freeway, get out of your car, and flag them down. Stop them. Create a massive traffic jam. And go to every car and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell them how much you appreciate them subsidizing your electric vehicle. Now, Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg, actually showcases his liberal chic. His security detail travels in a sporty Mach-E. The Ford Mach-E is Secretary Pete Buttigieg's new security detail car. Now, I'm glad he's just the Secretary of Transportation, because I don't want the Secretary of Homeland Security, even though I criticize him. I don't want the Secretary of Defense. I don't want the National Security Advisor. I don't want the President of the United States, regardless of who he is. I don't want the Vice President of the United States. I don't want any of them driving an electric vehicle in case they actually, you know, have to get away. You know, like... Somebody's got a rocket-propelled grenade. Somebody's got a bazooka. Somebody's firing an RPG at them. I don't want them flooring it. And, oh, hey, guys, Secret Service going, did anybody charge the car? Who was in charge of charging the car? Did you leave it plugged in long enough? The battery shows we can't get but 2 miles down the road. And we got a bunch of terrorists chasing us. What are we going to do? No problem. We're traveling in a Ford Mach-E. Now, Pete Buttigieg, who's the transportation secretary, can I be honest? I don't give a rat's ass if he drives a Ford Mach-E. Because, well, if someone's trying to kidnap him, I'm not advocating kidnapping, I'm not advocating a terrorist attack, but if somebody is going to attack a member of the cabinet, well, I don't want it to be the Secretary of Homeland Security, I don't want it to be the Secretary of Defense. If it's going to be anybody, not saying I want it to happen, I'm just saying if it's going to happen, well, let's just choose Pete Buttigieg. All of our rulers pinch our dollars so they don't have to pinch pennies. According to the ideology that they live by, driving coal-powered electric cars are going to save the weather from, well, harmless fossil fuels. Buttigieg drones on that the overpriced toys, which, you know, are sometimes prone to burst into flames, that they're going to save lives and property, and that we're running out of time. Now, never mind that the rate of climate-related deaths has actually dropped more than 98% since the 1920s. Now, you go back to the 1920s, and if you've watched any movie, anything, about 1920s America, we had belching smokestacks, we had belching, you know, coal plants, we had belching, in fact, I'm going to belch here in a minute, we had belching everything, wood stoves. It was just filthy. And it caused deaths. Climate-related deaths have dropped more than 98% since the 1920s, with weather to blame for 0.07% of deaths, not in the United States, worldwide. Now, in the United States, 0.1 death per every 100,000 people in the United States for the year for which we have the latest stats on this, which is 2014. Weather disaster-related damage has also dropped from 0.26% of global GDP to only 0.18% between 1990 and 2020 as nations develop with cheap, reliable energy offered by fossil fuels. Why are we going bat crap crazy over this? Why are we so enamored that, now again, I don't care if you drive an electric vehicle. I truly don't. I just don't want you to tell me how you're saving the earth. Are you saving on gas? Maybe. Have you gotten your electric bill? And by the way, where does the electricity come from? Now, when you consider that electric vehicles are actually worse for the environment than real cars, the motive behind the government's effort to force us into electric cars has to be kind of mysterious. Conceivably, it has something to do with the big guy, Joe Biden, his very lucrative relationship with the communist Chinese. I mean, after all, we're taking petroleum from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is for our strategic national defense purposes, and we're putting that on the open market, except it's not really the open market. We're selling it to the communists in China, who then put it in their strategic petroleum reserves, which they are now exceeding our level of petroleum in a strategic reserve. But there's nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Communists in China? No. They don't want to do anything but just sell us crap, cheap crap. That's all they want to do. They don't want to take over the world. They don't want to be the world's superpower. They just want to sell us cheap crap. That's all they want to do. Last summer, Biden launched a White House initiative to push auto sales to 50% electric in 8 years. In just 8 years. You think they don't care about high gas prices? Remember, Pete Buttigieg.
We are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
The more benefit there is for those who can afford electric vehicles. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. More of this insane dumbassery coming up next.
Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you three, while the other guys only offer one. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's Ownerly.com.
See what your home's worth.
Paid for by owner base.
Wolf and Shepherd is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes, inventing the crossover. Wolf and Shepherd's crossover is a business meets athletic shoe that's game for anything. Rob Gronkowski joined the Wolf Pack while winning his fourth Super Bowl. Join the pack. Visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf and Shepherd, spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I mean this sincerely. I'm just being honest with you. No, I really do appreciate everybody tuning in on Saturday. I hope you find the program a little funny, a little smart aleck, a little snarky, a little bit of sarcasm. Sometimes serious. Even when I'm being a smartass, I'm trying to be serious. Or not. You never know. This liberal world order that is, I mean, think about, I just want you to, maybe I'm beating this dead horse. Maybe the horse is already dead, I don't know. But this whole idea that the Secretary of Transportation, this is the utter arrogance of, I have described it to my local audience as a cabal. So you'll hear me in future shows referring to the cabal. Let me define that for you. The cabal is this unholy alliance between the ruling elite, which includes both Democrats and Republicans, the ruling elite, the big tech giants, Google, Facebook, all the social media places that we play on, you have those and the dominant media. And all of them, because they're primarily focused on the East Coast, they're predominantly in the Washington, D.C., New York corridor. That's where the cabal basically lives, with the exception of the big tech giants that are out in Silicon Valley. But even them, they're starting to move to Austin. They're moving to Boulder. They're moving to different places around the country. So they're not as highly concentrated as they once were, but they're still concentrated primarily in California. And so this cabal sincerely believes that they can convince the rest of us numbnuts, us, you know, just dumb goobers out there that actually read and understand what's going on, that they can somehow convince us that this is the way of the future. Now, I have said before, and I'll say it again, fossil fuels are absolutely necessary to not only a strong and vibrant economy, they're not only necessary to the national defense of this country, but they're also necessary for the transition to whatever kind of new energy we're going to have. I mean, every single type of renewable energy requires fossil fuels to get us there. If you don't believe me, think about the different forms of clean energy. Let's start with nuclear. When you think about nuclear, where do you get the uranium? The plutonium? You have to mine it. You have to get it. You have to transport it. To build a nuclear power plant, you need fossil fuels to build it. You got for all the concrete that goes in, for the cooling towers, for all of that, you need fossil fuels. For the wind turbines, those are made out of aluminum or steel. They have to be, you know. In fact, you think about the windmills off the coast of, well, they're not there yet, but they're building these windmills off the coast of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. They have poured gigantic foundations of concrete to hold these wind turbines. That takes fossil fuels. You think about the solar panels. Well, the Chinese are building them with fossil fuels. That's how we get to new energy. But we have to keep the fossil fuels for the time being. Thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be back same time, same bat channel, next weekend. Make sure you tune in. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you next Saturday.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.